talking by yourself.
Oh, you put it on there. Anyway, I'm awful stiff. Was you wasn't out in San Diego this year, was you?
No.
I didn't think I seen you. I used to play Cackle Hen on the band, but it's a G tune, and I hardly ever play in G anymore. I guess I could, but I haven't played it.
Well,
I know 40 years. Let's try June Apple. That's the band called Tommy Gerald's my favorite. This weather's hard on a skin head. Thank you. twice. And the bluegrass fellas just do it once. You ever notice that? Yeah. Ernest East and Tommy and Fred and all these boys go over the top part twice.
Yeah.
And most bluegrass people just go one time. I think it's prettier to go twice. You just really get the sound out of time you get around the next time.
Kyle, that lick where you do the slow brush? The lick you have there where you do the slow brush and then pop the pop.
I guess. I don't know. What do you mean? I don't know even what you're talking about.
Did you learn that lick on somebody?
No, I learned it. Yeah. I guess I learned that from myself. I learned a whole lot of my banjo playing from my mother's brother. His name was John Lowe. And Boggy Cockham was another good old-time banjo player. They had about the same lick that I've got. I guess I learned more from them than anybody else.
How did you learn? Playing with them?
Huh?
How did you learn?
Well, being around them, you know, and listening and playing with them, too.
Dances?
Dances, yeah, a lot of times I play for dances. You wouldn't believe it, I played for a square dance by myself with a banjo.
Huh.
You know, no amplifier, I just sat there and played the banjo. Boy, that's hard work.
They didn't make a whole lot of noise.
No, it didn't have as much. No, it didn't have big rooms either. You know, it'd be in somebody's home, like a 12 by 12 room, you know, a 12, 14, 14 foot square. But still, it made some noise. Anybody think anything you'd like me to try?
What about, I think, Nellie Gray? Nellie Gray.
I put that on the last album I made, and Emily Spencer, the girl with the White Top Mountain Band, sings. She can really sing good.
Oh, that's a nice rendition of that song.
Let me see if I can start it. I don't know if I can or not. That sound better? I think I'm buggy a little. Sail Away Ladies. It's almost like Sally Ann played the eight, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think it's a
real
similarity?
Mm-hmm.
You need to play the banjo. If you're going to play, you have to stay in practice. Because you know that, though.
When you make your banjos, do you make them all with skinheads?
No, I put whatever they want on them, yeah. I like a skinhead on account of it takes a metallic sound. I keep a rag in mine all the time.
Uh-huh.
You know, you put that in there and it helps about a plastic head. But I like a skinhead pretty good. You can't get out in the night, you know, much and play. They get flabby on you. I like the sound of them better. In fact, I haven't heard a banjo in a long time. It sounds like the old timers used to sound, you know. Seem like they get too much volume on or something now, and they just don't sound right. I know the first banjo I made, I killed an old cat and took a hair off, skinned him, you know, skinned him, took a hair off, in that order. But they make a good sounding banjo, but they pick up moisture off easy. Now I put mink oil on skinheads when I, you can get it you can get it in paste form or you can get it in liquid. Mm-hmm. That helps keep the moisture out. Put it on both sides there. If you get it on there and it gets dry, just rub a little on there, and that helps keep the moisture out. But they're you get them too tight now, I think. I know it didn't used to, you keep getting behind your head too very tight, you know, for some reason, I don't know why. Now they got big old stout tension hooks and lots of brackets, you know, and they don't sound as good as if they're a little bit loose, I don't think. They're quieter, but they sound sweeter.
Yeah. How old were you when you started playing?
Huh?
How old were you when you first started playing?
I was 15. I'm 66 now. It makes about 51 years I've been plunking on me. But I quit 12 years. I didn't play a tune on that for 12 years. That's one I made. I got a bad fingernail there. I can't get no noise without it.
Yeah.
It's one I made out of a Model T headlight reflector. You know what I'm saying? Somebody wrote a piece off about me in I believe it was in a Pickin magazine or something, said I made them out of Buick. I forgot what they said now about it, but I make them out of Model T or old Model Chevrolet, you know, before the steel beam headlight come out, they had a brass reflector in there. It was nickel plated and a little bulb, you know, and it shined on that and throw the light out. That's what they're made out of. It's springy brass. Real springy.
Yeah.
They're getting hard to find, too.
For a finger pick, it has a good sound.
It's got a good clean sound. You can go either way with it. That's how come I used it. I used to play a four straight reflector.
Fold it over the front of your fingers?
Just fold it over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fold right over. You could buy a pick similar to that on the market, only it was made more like a thimble, a sewing thimble, and didn't have no notches in it, you know. And but it's too round. You need a sharp corner there if you're going to get a clean sound.
Mm-hmm. Do you pick both directions with it?
Not claw hammering, but I used to play a plectrum, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I did it both ways then. If you're going to use a thumb pick, you go both ways then, you know, pick up. But it works good. It won't hang with you. Now, a regular national or any other kind of finger pick that you can buy metal, it just goes down to the end of your finger and stops, you know.
Yeah,
you ain't
like
careful,
those.
It'll hang with you.
It crashes.
Yeah, that's right.
Kyle, I noticed you play pretty far up on the neck.
Yeah, I usually get up a little further than I am right now, but I've got my head down a little and the string not high enough. Yeah, I like the sound of them better along here. It's not as harsh.
I noticed also because of that you don't have any slap, you know, at all.
No, I don't have no slap.
Is that something to start out on banjo, does your better banjo player get away from that, for instance, Mike? When you're playing a clawhammer style, if you don't have any slap on the head at all?
It just burns.
Depends on if you like it or not.
Well, I didn't get the question. What would you
say?
Well, I recorded. You know Bob Fletcher, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
You know Liberty Banjo Boy? He wanted to make an album so bad, you know, with his own banjo picking, and he came by the house and I recorded him. And he plays right here, you know, and he keeps the strings down pretty low. And I didn't notice that sound when I was recording it, you know, in the headphone, but when we played it back, you could hear his thumb hitting that head every lick. Every lick you could hear. No, I don't believe so. Thank you, Alice. I don't drink much coffee in the daytime.
I look when you play a couple of tunes in D.
D?
Like maybe the Roustabout.
This binder here is this neck is made like if you had a regular binder like his there. It would be capoed at the first fret. So I just pull it on up into A instead of using a capo, I pull it on up. And you can play in G with this binder, but it gets your strings a little loose. But this would be same as capoing that binder at the first fret.
It's a little bit shorter than a regular neck.
Yeah, it's well, let's see, a regular neck is 19 and a half, and this one is 18 inches. That makes an inch and a half. That makes a difference in that top fret from here up. And then you bring that fret, take this out, bring it up down here, and you take this fret out and bring it down here. Still got 22 frets. Well, it's about a half an inch back of the center, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that from playing fretless, you know. You can put your bridge into where you want it. And all the old timers that I were here to play a banjo, they kept their bridge up pretty close to center.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you a different sound. Now you move that bridge back to here and you get a sharper, more metallic sound. I like the sound up here better. So I build my necks to make the bridge sit there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you gotta do. You gotta find where you want your bridge and then build your neck to fit it. To make it stay there, you know. And it makes a whole lot of difference in the sound of your banjo.
Oh, yeah.
You can move your bridge up there and you can tell the difference. But then you couldn't note it with that neck, you know. It wasn't.
That's
true. It wouldn't fret out, you know.
When you're picking with your right hand, how does this pick? Does it show slowly how a pick comes across the string?
Well, I catch it on that corner.
Which corner
is catch
that?
Right on here.
Oh.
Like that. Try to hit it on that corner. Well, if you laid up like this, you'd be hit. But I like to get it on that, right on that corner. Gives you a good clean tip. And I try to line my arm up with the banjo neck. I get along better with them. Just line this part of your arm up with the banjo. See, some people trying to play like this. I never could do that. I got to get my arm down there. Line it up with the neck. This one you're talking about, I call I learned this from my uncle, John Lowe. He lives up here at Winchester. Still lives. He's about 88 years old. I don't think he plays anymore. I haven't seen him for a few years.
Winchester, Virginia?
Yeah. Lives just out of Winchester.
Is he in the phone book?
Huh?
Is he in the phone book at all?
J.L. Lowe, yeah. J.L. Lowe in Winchester. I think it might be Stephen City. I don't know if they got an exchange or not. But anyway, he's between Stephen City and Winchester.
Hmm.
And he called it Roustabout. You gonna play it with me, Alex?
No, I can't play this. I'll play some better
guitar.
You
got one quick A is all you got in there, and it's just the rhythm.
It sounds better by itself anyway.
Well, I like a guitar. It gives you a little
I know you do.
Background, you know.
I like to hear the tones of the banjo just ringing out playing by himself. So much how the way you play, it just sounds nice.
I used to play by myself a lot at night, you know, before television, radio, and kept in practice, and it sounded good by yourself. But now, you know, you've got so used to having somebody help you, don't sound too good to me by yourself. Sound like something missing, you know.
Could you play Rockingham Cindy?
Rockingham Cindy, let me see. Step back, Cindy, and Rockingham. There's a lot of difference. Let's see if I can separate them. Straight up.
fret or the?
Fifth fret. Fourth fret for your fifth string.
Oh, yeah.
And then right here.
Uh-huh.
And I have time for you. Play tone gap. You can play it tune in A, but don't sound like it. Put you in a E or F. E, I believe, if you was tuned. If you and me was tuned together, you know, and I dropped down here and got there. It put, where's your E at there?
It's here. I'll bring it a little off. Why don't you just play it by yourself?
Well, I will play it for myself, but I was just trying to tell him where it'd be at. What position would that put you?
It'd be E.
That's what I thought. It'd be E on the guitar if you was tuned in G and this the banjo tuned in A. And you have to drop your fifth string. Best replacement for your fourth banjo string you'll ever get.
Huh.
a Gibson wound third. They come in a set, or you can buy them. I usually have them. I might have some now, I don't know. But I buy them a dozen of them at a time to replace the fourth. You know, the fourth, the wrapping will wear off of them a lot of times. And the rest of your strings is good. But a third wound Gibson makes an awful good replacement for a banjo. Can you sing them kind of songs? I think it sounds a lot
like
better.
I like to warble it a little bit.
Tommy. Tom Norman sings that on that Mountain Ballads album we got. And I kind of like the way he sings it. You still in there?
Would you sing it too?
You going to sing too?
I guess we're going to sing it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure we can sing it up in any though.
Thank you.
either. That's a G tune too, you know. Mm-hmm. Which would be the same note in A, but that's the way we use it. It's almost like a Tommy Stay All Night, ain't it?
Yeah, same.
About the same tune.
Yeah.
But I never did.
Same tune. Did you play Policeman?
What?
Policeman?
Policeman?
Yeah. Somebody to sing it, even if you know the tune, it kind of keeps you in gear there.
When did you learn this tune?
Say what?
When did you learn this tune? Do you remember when?
When? Lord, no, I've known that tune a long time. I never did play it much, so I got to playing it with Tommy. Me and Tommy recorded that tune, I think. But I've known that tune all my life. I mean, you know.
Do you ever sing it?
Say what?
Do you ever sing it? Can you sing it?
Not me, no. I never could sing it. I used to sing a little, but I couldn't get that high, you know.
Yeah.
But I can't sing no more. I smoke too many cigarettes.
Gray Eagle.
No, I couldn't do nothing with that. It's a nice tune. I've heard it, but I never did try to play it. That's more fiddle tune anyway. Well, it's all right for a band tune. What do you got in your mind, everybody?
We're debating as to whether to ask you to teach us a tune or ask you to play the fiddle, and I think it might be nice to go with the banjo now if Kyle can. And then do the fiddle a little bit later, maybe. While we're into the sound of the banjo. Do you think you could...
It'd be nice to get him to teach us a tune and play it on the banjo and play it on the fiddle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see, what would be a good tune? Probably from what old hand that you
said. Yeah.
That's a very simple tune, that is. Now, what did you want me to do?
Ducks on the...
That's on the middle.
That's a D tune, now.
Yeah,
that's
a good
one.
Which one do you think would be best?
Let's do ducks on the middle.
One would be good.
We did kind of open last year.
Yeah.
Maybe for a little variety. Is that a fairly easy?
What?
Ducks on the pond, on the middle pond.
On the fiddle, it's not too easy. It's simple on the banjo.
Maybe we ought to do a bunch of old hands, because there aren't that many people who are probably here.
You got to have a certain bow leg there. I mean, just one, that's all they'll get, like it ought to be.
Well, you ought to show it to us on both instruments.
I'll do it. Yeah, I'll show you.
You mean for cluck old hand?
Either one.
No.
I mean, no, I'm talking about it takes us just one certain bow leg is all the way you can get that. Ducks on the fifth milk like it ought to be.
Oh.
It's just one lick you've got to get on that bow, and a lot of people don't have that lick. But it's a nice lick to learn, because a lot of tunes.
Well, maybe we ought to do that one.
Yeah.
Why don't we take
this? They get
D on that.
Okay, well,
why don't we do that on the banjo?
Now, that's a tune to run away with you if you don't watch it.
Your coffee.
You know, I'm getting too ugly here.
It's real hard to
hear. I know it doesn't need a ball. This tune now is a little bit tricky. You'll pick up speed on it if you don't watch. I always do. Let's start like. Slow like that so you can get it. You probably know it anyway.
Kyle, could you play that a few times through for us so we can hear it?
Okay, now here's the way I would start it right here. I'd start on the third string. And I go to the second. She's left-handed for a minute. All right, let's get started now, all together. We ain't tuned together. Yours, I'll leave yours with us, Mike. Is that yours I heard that?
It's not mine, too, wrong too.
Thank you.
together now.
Thank you.
make sure you're in tune.
Now you want to play it on the flute?
Yeah, I'll help you.
Why don't you sit closer to him so you can hear better what he's doing?